It's interesting to see the gospel writers under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you know, distribute their material as they think best for what the Holy Spirit is guiding them to do. So this story of the confrontation in chapter 11, if you recognize Luke 11, what's Luke 11? The Our Father. So it begins, teach us how to pray, you see? And then this exhortation to prayer with these, I don't know how to say it, such almost humorous kindness. Don't be afraid to come to the Father and ask. Suppose one of you has a friend who comes to him in the middle of the night and says, my friend, lend me 3 loaves. A friend of mine on a journey has just turned up in my house. And he replies to him inside, don't bother me. My door is shut for the night. My children and I have gone to bed. And I cannot get up and give you what you want. And you know the rest. But if he keeps throwing rocks at the window, pretty soon, and Jesus is saying, that's what you have to do. If you don't think the Father is listening, keep on asking. Because you'll get a greater prize. He might give you what you're asking for, but you'll get to know him. After all that, this comes. Now Luke is trying to show us contrast. We have no realization of that in the actual course of events, that's the way things happen. But we do know that Luke, in the power of the Holy Spirit, has done this. Now, you've heard the story here. Our Lord just did an exorcism, drove out a demon, and now the man could speak. Okay. The answer, the response was, that's by the power of Beelzebul. He's doing that in the power of the prince of demons. Others, give us a sign. I mean, they just saw one. You see, give us a sign. When people ask for a sign that way, they're saying, force me to believe. Make it so impressive that I just... But that's not faith. Faith is person to person, not wonder to admiration. And so... But it's the next line and what follows that I think we should think about this morning a bit. He knew their thoughts. Well, they just said their thoughts. No, they didn't say their thoughts. They said the thing after their thoughts. What is going on in the depth of their being? And who is it that's moving them? And watch our Lord's answers. He answers there. And he does it because his heart is totally pure by love. These people are saying he's in league with the devil. They're asking for a sign that's going to impress them. They'll forget it in 2 days anyway. He knows all that. And he starts then. First, reason. And he's coming from his heart. He's trying to help them, lead them. Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste. So if Satan is driving out Satan, it's not going to be long before his whole kingdom will fall down. You see? The first answer. He's after the jealousy. The fathers of the church, I was looking at them this morning, the fathers of the church pick up jealousy here. You see? He drives out demons. We can't do it. The crowd isn't following us anymore. It's following him. And they're jealous. Instead of having a pure heart and saying, like Simeon, huh? The man upon whom the Holy Spirit was resting. And he saw that child and he blessed God. That's not what's happening here. He sees their heart. But what motivates him, Jesus, is love. He's still trying to win them over. So he asks an appeal to common sense. You know? Look, if Satan's kingdom is divided, it's not going to last. Then he moves on. If then I drive out demons by Beelzebul, how about your own people? Don't they drive out demons? And the Jews were famous in the ancient world for driving out demons. Because they knew the one true God. So they'd call them all over the place. Jew, drive them out, you know. Doesn't always work, if you remember. You remember the seven guys or somebody were trying to drive out that demon, those demons from that girl. They were getting nowhere, so the demons turned around and beat them up, remember? In Acts? So, occupational hazard. By who do your own people drive them out? Can you hear the love? He's going down. He's not answering the anger, the jealousy. He's answering their spirit, which is twisted, first in their mind. Think now. It can't be that Satan is divided against himself. And now, there is such a thing as an exorcism. A lot of your own people do them. How do they do them? Leading them, you see, but you see where he's at? And do you see the clarity with which he answers? Because it's love. He's concerned for his interlocutors, his enemies. And he's trying to lead them along. Huh? Therefore, they will be your judges. It's clear, it's firm, it's not maudlin. I hope you, do you get what I'm trying to say? Do you sense where the Lord Jesus Christ is as he answers these horrendous, they're accusing God of being in league with the devil. That's what they're doing. Horrendous charges, motivated by jealousy and whatever. And his answers are not maudlin, but they're coming from love. First an appeal to reason, then an appeal to their own people. You see? And then finally, but if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Welcome it. You see? And then, this description of his ministry, this part of it. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, takes away the armor in which he relied, and distributes the poor of the spoils. Jesus is saying, do you understand? I'm the stronger one. I've come to bind him and to render him powerless. Do you understand? He's leading them little by little. Sort of, and you can see their malice, their jealousy, their... Okay. And then he answers, finally, as Lord. Whoever is not with me is against me. Whoever does not gather with me scatters. If you want to be important, join me and I'll make you a disciple. But you buck me. You see, if you're not gathering with me, you're against me. You see? If you're not with me, you're against me. If you don't gather with me, you scatter. It's such a beautiful illustration of what Jesus promises us we will have if we need. When they bring you before courts and kings and magistrates, don't worry. The Spirit will tell you what to say. And that is, but what do we have to have? Peace and a concern for these people, they could go to hell. And so I think it's a good lesson. When there's conflict, go below the surface. Let the Holy Spirit show you what's really going on and how to address that out of love, out of clarity, and out of firmness.